and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Okay. It's time for Gand Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And I am excited once again because, yes, I'm Renee Bernard, which means I get to hang out with Sahara Kelly. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Renee. Hi, it's good to be here, and I'm really excited you're Renee Bernard, too.
I know. How many drinks did it take before I tricked you into doing this when we were in Los Angeles?
I never remember. Do an alcohol count when you're at a convention. When you're at a convention, you don't count the drinks. They don't count.
Calories don't count in chocolate at conventions either.
There you go. Good point. Yes.
Alcohol, chocolate. I have clearly been missing some opportunities at conventions that other people were taking advantage of.
I suppose we should tell them your sidekick is also in the wings.
I beg your pardon. Yes, I do actually have a website like 12 million other authors. So if anybody has missed it, I do not want you to feel guilty. I will give you a moment here. Please go and get pencil and paper. And we'll just hum the Jeopardy theme for a few moments here. We'll assume you have it. And you can find me, because I know you're going to want to after this show.
Oh, yeah.
You can find me at the usual www, and it's really complicated. It's saharakelly.com.
There you go. And
everybody,
everything's spelled exactly how you think it should be spelled. No extra E's or Q's or anything scary, people.
SaharaKelly.com. Sahara like the desert, Kelly like you're Irish.
Love it.
And com like, I don't know, .com.
Sahara, because it's hot. Woo!
And I like it.
Yeah,
I like that.
Because it sizzles.
Calm down. It's only Tuesday.
I'm sorry. First of all, I share your opinion on the tweeting. I am the worst tweeter in the world. I tweet on occasion, but it's because, like you said, any woman over 40 saying, I tweeted, it just sounds wrong. There's something wrong.
There is something about it, isn't there, that's like, did you just say that?
And I think I can say this because it is a grown-up program, but seriously, the other day I said something about, well, what do you call them, like a noun? And somebody said, my twats. And it was like, oh, that's just wrong. You can't, you're in big trouble. Like, you know,
I think it was Steve Martin who said he got chucked off one television show for referring to tweet in the past tense. First off, I love Steve Martin. Secondly, I think grammatically he's correct.
That's what I thought. I was, as a writer, we're always trying to, get it right. And I thought, I just can't say this, can I?
No.
And yet, I feel compelled.
No,
I have to say, we have to talk about showing off. Because speaking of showing off, let me just tell you, drop what you're doing, everybody, and go to SaharaKelly.com and take a look at this cover so you can really enjoy the moment with us.
Please. Please enjoy the moment. Or you know what? We'll just enjoy the moment, the three of you, because
I have a question. I have a question for Sahara. This is a real question now.
Okay.
I'm looking at the cover. So showing off. It's her newest book. It's vintage Sahara and S.L. Carpenter. It says there's two short stories, but I'm taking a look at this, looking at the title, showing off. I want to know, is he showing off or is she about to show off?
Well, I it's the old mind of the beholder, really, isn't it? You can put your own interpretation on it, which is really nice because S.L. Carpenter is, as many people know, a guy. I write with him. It's an East Coast, West Coast thing. He's on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. We've been writing together for nearly 10 years now. And there's a lot of showing off on both our parts, actually. We always love to have a little sense of humor. We laugh a lot. We write erotic comedy, which is sometimes a hard sell because publishers don't quite know what to do with it. But I'm sorry, both Scott and I think that sex is funny.
It's very
now,
funny.
Now, I would like to
it's
make
done right.
I'd make it quite clear here. Scott and I are not referring to sex with each other because he's been married for 25 years to his wife. I've been married for 28 to my husband. So.
And let's face it, you cannot be married that long and not find some humor in
oh,
sex.
Lord. Oh, Lord,
that's
yes.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So
that the reason you've been married that long is that you figured out that
Scott and I get together, we laugh. We were always having a laugh about something when Scott and I write. So this particular one, it's a self-published one. It's two little stories that never actually found a home anywhere. And they were lurking on our hard drive, and I'd been doing some self-pubbing, so I said to Scott one day, you know, dear. And he said, uh-oh. And that's how Showing Off came to be. It's just two little short stories we thought might entertain people. So, and clearly the cover's doing a good job.
Oh.
Yes.
The cover is, the humor element comes across beautifully on the cover. And
that is Scott. He's also an absolutely fabulous artist. So I'm really very, very blessed with his friendship. It was a great day when we ran into each other online.
Now, there's something on your website talks about you. It says three things that caught my attention. I'm going to just name them, and then we're going to go back and talk about them for a second. It's your hello and welcome. It's about Sahara. It says you're darn clever with the needle and thread,
mm-hmm.
a bit of a gadget techno whore,
mm-hmm.
and devoted to the Castle TV series. Well, first of all, we have to talk Nathan Fillion. I know we talked a little bit about him earlier. He's our freebie. We were just saying earlier before the show, you know, everybody has their list of freebies. You know, well, you know, if Nathan Fillion comes on to you, just go ahead and have at him. You know, my husband is going to be absolutely fine with that because he's got, you know, whoever he's got over there. And it's like, yeah, right, if she comes on to you, please feel free. And so Nathan Fillion is on my freebie list. And then I find out two dear friends, Renee and Sahir, also have Nathan Fillion on their freebie list.
He is on our, yes. Yes,
what,
he's on my list.
What a party that man could have.
I know. We need to
and
get
the true test of friendship
RV.
We were willing to share. Like,
yes.
Nobody got too upset. A little. But then we all just accepted it and decided to share him on the list. It's all good. No,
I
the women take these lists very seriously.
Around.
And Sheila, when you mentioned your husband's list, you were like, he's got whoever. And it was like... Like, our lists are sacred because maybe it'll really happen. But his list, right, whatever. I just want to point
now,
that out. Poor Ed.
Tara,
it's like, whatever, whoever's on your list.
I know you're a big Castle fan, and Nathan Fillion fan, but tell me something, a bit of a gadget techno whore. Tell me about that.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. The wording is a little, a little blunt there, but... Basically, I am. If Steve Jobs is about to speak, I expect my house to be hushed. I take the phones off the hook. I pull the drapes. And I want to know what my iLife is going to contain next and how much of my iMortgage I'm going to have to sacrifice.
So you're an early adapter. So you're one of those people that buys it the first time it comes out. You don't wait to see how the dust is going to settle.
Most of the time I will wait, mostly because I don't immediately have the ready cash. I did break that rule for the iPad. I was one of the ones who ordered it and had it delivered on a Saturday by UPS. He actually came to my house on Saturday.
rub our noses in it.
Sahara, can you read Showing Off on your iPad?
Yes.
Yes.
I love my iPad. I absolutely adore the library function, the iBooks function. I can also pull the Kindle app. I'm sure there's a lot of things I can do on there that I'm actually not doing. I'm mostly playing with it and having... I watch Netflix movies in the winter. I curl up on the couch on the blanket and watch Netflix.
Oh, I love Netflix. No, I love Netflix.
I love my iPad. I too am an iPad. My Mac and my iPad, my iPhone. I am an iWoman, and I'm telling you, they put something in the glass. When you're doing the touchy, touchy, swipey, swipey, there's something going on there. It's addictive. I don't know, but
it is.
It is.
For women.
I'm constantly wanting to touch or caress or something, my eye, whatever. It's insane. There's something wrong. That's all I want to know.
It's not. We're just women of the new millennium.
We are women of the new millennium, yes.
I have to tell you, Sahara, I actually got a gift from Google,
ooh.
And it's called a MiFi. Have you heard of that?
No.
Is that where you set up your own hotspot?
It is, and my MiFi can have up to 5 devices on it at one time. So no matter where I go, I have internet.
Ooh,
I want a MiFi.
What a show off.
I know.
I know.
I'm going to hang around you next convention.
I'm
become very popular at conventions.
They're dipping right back at you. Oh, yeah? Well, I am my own wireless tower of power. Oh, yeah? It's like, what? What are you talking about? What?
I am woman. Hear me, Wi-Fi.
What? Oh, right. Yeah? Well, okay, never mind. I don't have anything to top that.
Okay,
I'm going to make something
up.
But...
We're going to run out of time soon, and I got to ask about the costumes that I'm looking at on the site.
Okay.
These are gorgeous. Who makes these?
I make most of my own costumes.
Get out of here. That's what you're talking about. You're darn good with a needle and thread then.
I've been sewing for years. We've all started at a point where we'd love to wear things and can't afford them. And back when I had my own apartment years and years ago, my mom and dad bought me a sewing machine, and it sort of took off from there. So now when I need a costume for some exquisitely useless function that I'll never wear it to again, I mean, where do you wear a fairy gown? It looks a bit ostentatious around the frozen food section in the supermarket. So I don't want to spend lots of money on
something.
Yes, but
it's worth the attention you receive, I've discovered. So
well,
go for
you may get a little extra discount on frozen peas. I don't know.
Yes, that's what I think.
Well, the costumes are gorgeous.
Well, thank you.
I actually noticed, the first time I really noticed was the last year's was beautiful, but the white one that you have here on the site, I remember when I saw you in that. It's just, I mean, it makes people stop and look. It's so exquisitely beautiful. And you are beautiful in it, by the way.
Well, aren't you sweet? Thank you so much. I'll get the check to you after the show.
It is so lovely. I was thinking, I wonder if she sells these when she's done with them.
I really don't know what to do with them. I've got a closet down in the basement that is rapidly starting to bulge at the seams, and my husband's making noises, which
and,
I dislike.
And there's a source of income right there. You could be, eBaying.
eBay?
I just thought of doing it for charity. Where are you located? What state are you in?
Massachusetts.
I'm going to be in Boston.
Forget the show. You guys are just kibitzing and making plans. Okay, fine.
Make some plans so we can come look at your costume.
I'm just left out all over the place. I don't have a MiFi. I'm not popping into Boston.
Oh,
fine. You guys just bond and become best friends.
No,
go on with
darling,
the vibes.
No, no, no,
I'll
no,
be
no.
here.
You're never left out. We love you, darling.
Thank you. I'll be here on the West Coast. Me and S.L. Carpenter will be hanging out.
Showing off.
Rubbing
in. Yeah. Nathan Fillion bonds the world. I think he could possibly bring world peace.
Oh, I think it's possible. Yes. He is cute. He is powerful.
Renee, you have that. The three
he
of us have that common bond.
That's
there
true.
There
anybody
go.
Who loves Nathan, yeah, I gotta yield the floor. There you go. Well, I have to say, I met Sarah recently. I had met you just briefly a couple times, but we really got to know each other in L.A., and I just fell in love with you, and I'm just amazed at – there's nothing you're not writing or doing. Is there 30 hours in the day for you, or you've discovered some secret I don't know?
Actually, my husband's living and working in Virginia right now, so having an empty house is really, really helpful. I didn't do it deliberately. I didn't, kick him out of the house and say, go to write now, bye.
We just got the one-minute warning, ladies.
Oh,
okay.
Well, I have always dreamed of having a woman cave to go write, or a separate building, a separate structure. Perhaps that will be helpful.
It's very quiet, but it does work, and it helps me focus on the writing and enjoying good times with the friends that I've made through the writing, like you guys.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Well, you'll have to come back, but, anytime, really.
Well,
and I know Sheila's going to want to see your closet. Just be prepared. Be sure to frisk her on the way out, because she may be, trying to steal stuff if she's pilfering your Marie Antoinette costume. It's just bulky, but she is clever. So you need to watch her every minute. Every minute.
I'll keep that in mind.
And promise you'll keep in touch and let us know what you are up to, or you and your writing partner, or, anything. Anything.
Absolutely.
You
Absolutely. Guys,
love
thank
having
you so
you
much for having me. This has been such fun.
it's a weird show. I know it's weird, but I promise it's, there you go. It's fun and fairly painless.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, relatively speaking. And seriously, that cover, whoo! Okay, everybody, www.saharakelly.com. Drop in. The book list alone, you're gone. So have that wallet ready. Pop over to Amazon or Smashwords and get ready for fun, everybody. And in the meantime, oh,
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance,
and
laughter.
Hi. Good night, everybody. Good night.